We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Sports Daily, KFH, talking a lot about the college football realignment, college sports realignment, I should say, but it's driven by football. We all know that. Thank you to Tim Fitzgerald, publisher of GoPowerCat.com, for helping us get the latest on what it means for K-State and really the entire Big 12, as you're just going to see rumor after rumor. Just saw one, Paul, that KU and Iowa State made a run at the Big 10, but that there may be nothing there. So it's all still in limbo. It's all still in limbo. But other than that, it's all about the football. We heard from Orlando Brown yesterday. He's excited to get in there, a retooled offensive line. Secondary, wide receiver. Return to the running game, perhaps. What, Paul, as we enter training camp for the Chiefs, what is your main focus right now on a team that absolutely figures to be the favorite in the AFC?
Well, this is a team with a great quarterback, with a leader at quarterback, a team with a lot of speed. It's got that Z back. This is a team that has a lot of assets, and yet you still have to make sure that the offensive line is good enough to protect your quarterback, good enough to get that zone stuff, you know, the wide zone plays and those kind of things. So offensive line for me is still the key. The other key is also linebackers that play downhill. Now, did you catch what I just said? Linebackers that play downhill, that don't shuffle side to side. I know that's a sort of a nuance. I know that's something that maybe not a lot of people would say that comes to mind on things you want to see. But I want to see linebackers play downhill. Linebackers were not designed to shuffle side to side, play downhill. And I guess those are the things that I'm looking at, linebacker and offensive line. You fix those two problems, and I think you have a really good football team. I think you have another Super Bowl contender, don't you?
Oh, I think they're a Super Bowl contender. Of course they are. They are if we don't know anything. I mean, they have the best player in football. They have all kinds of weapons, a retooled offensive line. I think the biggest question, I mean, there's no way it's not how does the new look offensive line fit together. They brought in plenty of talent. Now do all the pieces fit together and how quickly can they gel? That's the biggest question. I don't think there's much. How could it not be after you watched the Super Bowl, right? I'm very curious to see if they can get some running game going with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they spent some high draft capital on him. I know they're never going to run the ball a lot, but they're better when they can. Just the fact that they can means something. And I do think you got to find another receiver to step up. Who's going to be that number two? Is it Mecole Hardman? Did he take a step back last year? Maybe. I mean, he probably did. So is he stepping up? Does he even fit the profile of what they need at that receiver spot? I don't know. But I think those two things, as you talk about the Chiefs are the Chiefs if the offense is humming. And as you look at the offensive line, the running game, and a question at receiver, is there a bigger need on defense? Maybe. But I think those might be bigger questions because the Chiefs need, you know, everything to be clicking to have that powerhouse offense to take pressure off the defense. And I think the defense, you know, with Spags will continue to will continue to develop and have moments of greatness and probably moments of holes because they are continuously trying to just retool back there, and it takes some time. They've spent most of their capital on the offensive side of the ball.
And you take a look at Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce, getting them the ball more. How do you do? Well, you get the ball to them quite a bit.
I don't know if you can get them the ball more, my goodness.
But maybe you figure out those ways. And, of course, you know, Travis Kelce has become – I mean, what position can he play? I mean, he can play the Z, he can play the A, he can play the Y. He can play just about every position at receiver on that team. But you look at those weapons and you think, is there a way to get them the ball more? I don't know. But I know that you're exactly right with the run game. If you can get Hilaire, you know, get him to where he is feeling some success, if you can get the inside zone and the outside zone going a little bit more, do you realize the ability to run the inside zone and the outside zone? If you could just do that, Jacob, if you could just do that, and you don't even need to do it well, but if you can do it enough that teams have to honor that and respect that and practice for that and adjust for that, do you realize what that does with a guy like Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it just opens up so much. So you're exactly right. The run game might be the most important part of the success of this team. How well can the Chiefs run in order to take pressure off of Patrick Mahomes? You're on target with that one, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, pressure off Mahomes, letting guys get deeper into their routes will help, regardless of who that third pass-catching option is. And also, Paul, if the line can protect a little bit more, maybe Clyde Edwards-Helaire becomes a bigger factor in the pass game.
It might, yep.
And not having to sit back and block as much. I do think, though, a consistent option, and it could be a combination, and I think that that's reasonable, too. I just don't know. Defensively, you know, they got to just keep being a playmaking defense. I don't think we'll ever see, and the Chiefs have shown signs over the years of, you know, of being a top half defense, right? It's going to be hard for them to ever be a true shutdown defense because the offense scores too quickly and too much, and that, you know, that brings the other team back onto the field. But it just needs to run in sync with the offense, make big plays, turn it over, give it to Mahomes a few more times. And that's when the Chiefs are at their best. So I don't know what to look at training camp. I just don't know. It's the line and everything else. And how quickly they can assimilate to getting to where they need to be so that the offense is at least where it has been. And I mean, the Chiefs made it clear, right, what their priority was, and it's protecting Mahomes. There's no question of yeah. What right that they had to, they absolutely had to do that. Andy Hex, the offensive line coach, I think people are pretty confident he's one of the most highly regarded. His 30th year in the NFL, as one of the best in the business. So if he can get those guys going quick, they're going to be in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in good shape in that sense. And it's they've got, you know, Kyle Long already nicked up a little bit. We'll test the depth here early on. But Tooney, Orlando Brown, and, you know, you bring back LDT, and we'll see. I think the line will be better. I do. Even with the losses, I think the line will be better this year. And that could be the key to everything.
Right. And, of course, you mentioned it, you know, injuries. I mean, you're exactly right on that. Because that's what hurt the Chiefs to a certain extent last year was injuries. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, playing offensive line, you've been around football enough to know that it's sort of a unique club amongst O linemen that you actually play as one unit. It's an amazing phenomenon to watch, and if you're ever around it, it's so interesting to see how offensive line, as of all the positions on a football field, become one. That is the group that becomes one, knows where the other guy is, literally knows where they step with their first steps. It's an amazing conglomeration of players, of individuals, of people who come together, and injuries can change that. And so obviously, I mean, it's so obvious to say, and duh, I mean, with me even saying it, injuries will play a big part on the offensive line. They stay healthy. They stay fit. They give Patrick Mahomes a lot of opportunity to be successful. Get the run game going, give Mahomes a little bit of time, stay fresh, stay healthy as an offensive line, and The defense will take care of itself. And by the way, I like the 4-3. I'm just going to tell you up front right now, I like the 4-3. Are you a 4-3 guy, by the way? I've never asked you that question. Are you, Jacob, a 4-3 guy?
It depends. It's all on personnel, Paul. It depends. It depends.
Oh.
I'm okay with you know, the old Tampa 2 if you've got the right personnel.
Oh,
I'm okay with what Seattle's done over the years with, at times, like five defense. It just does. It all depends on personnel as long as it matches up. Look, if you can scheme all you want, if it doesn't fit your players, look at what happened in Dallas last year. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, Pro Bowl-type players can't figure out where to be on the field. Steve Spagnuolo's defense was a complicated one, but eventually the Chiefs got it, and it clicked, and then it, you know, won them a Super Bowl. And we'll see how that fits. I am curious. It leads into to kind of my last thought on the Chiefs. Frank Clark, and what could possibly come of this? Let's say the Chiefs don't have Frank Clark, who I'll contend is underachieved based on the expectations and what the Chiefs have committed to him, both through, you know, trade and money and everything else. But if they don't have Frank Clark, for whatever reason, if this legal situation turns sideways on him, what then? You know?
Well, you find a Mike Dana, or you find a Taco Charlton, or you find a Damon Harris, there'll be somebody that will step up. You're right. I don't know that Frank Clark is going to be a world beater, but I also think that probably he is going to be made an example of. There's going to be some consequences. I don't know what's going to happen on that deal, but I think his problems are certainly not solved and not over. And here again, we talk about focus. These are the kind of things that take a guy's focus off of football. And it's interesting, but football, I should say all sports, you've got to have focus. You don't have focus. I don't care how physical, how athletic, I don't care how good you are at whatever you do. If you don't have focus, you've lost a lot. How much focus can a Frank Clark have with all this stuff hanging over his head? He is facing, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jacob, he's facing jail time, isn't he?
Potentially.
Okay.
It's not like a minimum of jail time, but we haven't seen the charges from the second offense. We've only seen it from the first offense.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, you start piling stuff on top of each other. It could get ugly for Frank Clark. I mean, let's not kid around. I don't know, you know, he has claimed on the second one that the Uzi basically was not his, but his bodyguards, and there are some things to sort out and lead, and I don't know what the Chiefs are supposed to do. I don't know if there's enough there for them to just say, okay, you're done, or if they need to wait. Those are always complicated questions to answer because everybody's innocent till proven guilty, right?
That is correct.
So we'll see. I don't know, but he could be in some serious legal trouble, and it may not matter because, he could potentially face jail time.
Yeah, so I don't know what the situation is there. I'm not sure I would count on him at this point, but there'll be others. There are other really good football players on that team, and it's early enough to figure this out and figure out who can play what they need to play the position they need to play. So we'll see what happens. But Frank Clark is an interesting situation. It's a distraction at this point. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs need. I'll just leave it at that because those kind of things always distract, particularly from this point of camp. I mean, it's the beginning of camp. Who needs this hanging over everybody's heads?
Let's be honest. The Chiefs have faced distraction plenty of times in this current era, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's the Kareem Hunt situation, Britt Reed, there have been plenty.
There have been enough. Yep, there have been enough.
And because they have good leadership and a tight locker room, they typically can navigate them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see if this one is one that they can navigate or if it's a real problem. Honestly, I'm worried less about the distraction of it and more about the actual on-field impact potentially.
Well, could
depending
be.
On how now, again, I don't think Frank Clark's lived up to it, but do they have somebody better? Probably not. So we'll have to watch that as we make our way through camp here. I'll be curious to see if he's allowed some time with the media. Sometimes the Chiefs make those guys available, but usually it's when things are sorted out, and his is far from it. All right, when we come back on this day in sports history, Jad will take us through it. July 27th. What's interesting from this day? We'll hit that next on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.